I've just realised there's something I've probably never written about or never really spoken about, which is a kind of intrinsic part of web design and something that is a job that we often get asked to do at Headscape, and that's intranet design. Everybody talks about their internet websites and their web presences, but few people talk about their intranet or indeed invest in them. And that's a really quite disturbing fact, because intranets are as important as the website that is facing your customers. But often they're not as important because they're badly done, and that's the problem. That if they're badly implemented, people don't use them, and so they're seen like a little bit of an irrelevance. But a well-designed, well-implemented intranet can be an incredibly powerful business tool. An intranet enables you to make cost savings across your organization by time saved to complete key tasks, and just generally keeping people informed and up to date, and not filling their in-basket or inbox on their email with countless emails that are just general information. All of that can be held on the intranet instead. If people want to find out a piece of information, they can quickly access it via the intranet. But I've come across this other disturbing factor which worries me even more than the fact that a lot of intranets don't get the attention they deserve. And that's where the intranet is kind of bundled in with the website. And the website tries to cater for an external audience and the internal audience as well. And that gets very messy. From my point of view, the best websites are those that concentrate on the end user, on people that you are selling to or people that you're trying to engage with outside of the organization. And that an intranet has very different aims and objectives, and that the two mixing very rarely works well. So what I want to encourage you today to do is think about your intranet and ask yourself, has it been given the attention it deserves? If we made improvements to it, would people use it more? Could it actually be a useful business tool that provides a real return on investment if only we were willing to invest a bit in it?